Hello and welcome to the Inner Take podcast. My name is Ramon Gardella and I'm your host. The Inner Take is a podcast for musicians, a space to talk about what happens inside us when we make music, the thoughts and feelings that shape how we play. I will share my experience as a musician, what I've learned along the way, and I will talk to other musicians about their journey. This podcast is not about technique, it's about what happens inside us when we make music. So, if you are a musician, stay right there. Welcome to the Inner Take. Let's begin. Hello, everyone. Hello, everybody. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to me. This is the Inner Take podcast, episode 4. And again, I want to say thank you very much for all your kind messages, all your likes, all your kind words to me on Instagram mostly. I received many messages, more than I thought. People saying thank you, people saying great project, people saying finally somebody is talking about this. So what I'm feeling right now is a big relief that the musicians and the artists who are listening to this are like, ah, okay, somebody's talking about this, so I'm not alone. And I'm telling you right now, you're not alone. And if you want to contact me, you can write me mentalnotes.music on Instagram and you can say how you feel or you can say something you need to say. It's very, very welcome. Dear community, this is the episode 4 and now everything starts to change. And I assure you, if you keep listening to this podcast, you will find very, very good material. You will find ideas and tools that can really help you understand many things about yourself and about being a musician, the musician you are. These are things that I learned through my process that I didn't know. And it was like very unclear for me. A lot of things were very unclear. And now I can think about these things. I can think about these ideas. And this helped me like a lot because I have these ideas to rely on and to think about it. And it's really gold material. So, and all of you know about theory and we all learned theory at school, at music university. So today we are starting with really hardcore theory about being a musician, but from an emotional side. So first of all, I want to present you, I want to introduce you a book. The name of this book is Music and Emotions and was written by Mauricio Weintraub. The book is only in Spanish. So if you understand Spanish and you want to read this book, please put you in contact with this book. It's like really top information. It's like you will learn so much about being a musician. And if you don't know this book or you don't speak Spanish, I'm going to talk a lot about the topics on this book because this book is my guide and this book is very important in this podcast. When I first read the book Music and Emotions by Mauricio Weintraub, it was the first time I read emotional theory applied to musicians. This was very, very new for me. I had some ideas before, but they were weak and without real foundation about what is the emotions we have as musicians. And to be honest, I had never really stopped to think about them seriously. And of course, nobody talked to me about it. What is a musician? Why do we play? And so on. But I do remember something very common when I was studying, and this was kind of a collective idea. There was always one phrase that followed me through my life. The musician must express. The musician expresses. Oh, really? And what does the musician express? Emotions, they said. And the more you work on what you have to play, the more you will be able to express. And then in the concert, the audience will be moved. And if you do not transmit something, then you are just a machine and the audience will not feel anything and you're boring. Okay, this is what I heard a lot of years, and this is so much information that nobody ever checked, or at least I've never understood. And I heard this many, many times. And until I read Music and Emotions, I've never really stopped to question it. And I was taught, my teacher taught me, yeah, you have to express and the emotions that you want to transmit with your music. And I was like, okay, which emotions, what is express? What is really, it's really a difference expressing something. Or if you watch a concert from a very good artist, and then my teacher said, he's expressing emotions. And for me it was like, yeah, but for me it was like more angry emotions, or it was so powerful that what are the emotions? So this was a really, really great zone. So really, I didn't understand this. Okay, let's start continuing with the definition from the last episode of the Inner Tate podcast about what is a musician. And the definition is, a musician is a person who has the desire or the need to express themselves through sound. And let's go now from the general to the specific. So, first of all, a musician is a person. This person has the desire to express themselves through art. So, this person is an artist. A person who is an artist and who specifically has the desire or need to express themselves through sound becomes a musician. So, let's be clear. The musician is not a machine. It's not an athlete, not just a creator, not someone who must achieve things and it is a failure if they do not. Please be careful when someone tells you the opposite. So first, the musician is a person, then an artist, and finally, a musician. Now let's take the word express in our main sentence. What does our artist want, need, or desire to express? And here comes the fundamental point. The artist wants to express themselves. Themselves. What does it mean? Does the artist expresses the artist? No. Because if that were true, we would forget the person. We would be thinking of the artist as something separate from the person, and that is not possible. So we return once again to the definition. An artist is a person who wants to express themselves through art. In other words, the artist expresses the person. Or better said, a person expresses themselves through their artistic side. And when sound enters the picture, we call that person a musician. I know this is very tricky, and there are so many things that sound obvious, and that's why it's so complicated. But don't worry, we go step by step so you can understand. So we talk all the time about expressing or expression. But what does an artist really express? What does a musician express? So a musician, who is a person and an artist, expresses something through sound. And what do we express? What do musicians express? Their life. The musician expresses their life through sound. And what is life? The definition that Music and Emotions take is like, life is like an inner source that contains emotions, sensations, experiences, states, values, thoughts, desires, memories, and many other things. So the inner source is inside you, is inside every person and every musician. Some of these things I mentioned, emotion, sensation, experience, are innate, so we are born with them. And others are acquired during life through experiences and situations. And others may come from thoughts or desires, why not? But no matter where they come from, all these things come from our inner world, the inner world of the artist. So the musician is a person who is also an artist and who has the desire or need to express their life through sounds. And now it becomes very interesting. How do we have access to this inner source? And there are two ways. The first one is to live experiences that feed this inner source. And the second one is being as conscious as possible of this inner source. So the first one, living experiences that feed this inner source, means that the musicians need to have a life beyond music. Yes, for you, for me, we need to have a life beyond music. This includes emotional life, social life, spiritual life, family life, hobbies, maybe other professions as well, why not? What we would call a normal and healthy life. And this is because the musician, first of all, is a person. So the second one, being conscious of this inner source, being as conscious as possible of this inner source, means that the musician needs to connect with this inner universe of emotions, sensations, ideas, and values. In the end, the musician will mainly express things that do not come from being a musician, but from being a person. And this is so important to understand. The musician will express things that do not come from being a musician, but from being a person. So if the musician doesn't develop as a person, they will not be able to express themselves as a musician. I hope it's clear. Maybe you need to listen to this episode or the last 2 or 3 minutes again. So, and now we arrive to the first problem, the most common problem, I think, in our environment. What happens when we believe that the musician is only a musician? Well, the first problem is not knowing, is not questioning, not reflecting about what it means to be a musician. We do not really know what we are. And we do not realize that before being a musician, the person studied music is a person. Before being a musician, this person who is studying is a person. And what do we learn in the educational systems? So what do they teach us? They teach us that our musician self, even if nobody clearly knows what that means because nobody has asked themselves about it or questioned it. So they teach us that our musician part, or our musician self, is our only true identity. And that we must dedicate all our time and energy to being a musician. But here is the paradox. They prevent us from being musicians. Because to be a musician, we must first be persons. And instead of following this rule or this idea, we are pushed to dedicate all our time to our musician identity, to our musician side, and to feel guilty every time we do something else. And here appears the main character in life of musicians and artists, ladies and gentlemen, guilt. And this is something that unites almost all of us. Here we are all brothers and sisters, because we all know guilt. Guilt is a deep and painful emotion that grows during our musical studies. The musician feels more and more guilty when they think are not dedicating enough time and energy to being a musician. So to reduce that guilt, the musician in training tries to spend as much time as possible being a musician. I know this so badly. I know this feeling so good. And for sure you too, right? But there is a problem. Well, there is another problem. The musician also does not really know what being a musician means. Because the people responsible for the education were trained in the same system. So they do not know either. So nobody talked to us because these people, they didn't know. So what happens? The musician does what they believe brings them closer to being a musician. What reduces their guilt. And of course, what teachers usually tell them to do. And what is this? They take their instrument and play as much as possible. But for what? Which are the objectives? For whom? No answer to these questions. After this, we have as a result one type of musician. Maybe this is you listening right now. And this is very important. The musician who thinks only as a musician, but not as a person, has nothing to express. If the musician does not think of themselves first as a person and does not develop their life as a person, they have nothing to express. So the musician loses the person, and in the end, loses themselves. So how does this kind of musician operate? Yeah, the one that thinks that it's just a musician and forget the person. And again, I'm not judging. I'm just telling you and telling myself the reality, the musicians that come out of university, the reality. Not everyone, of course, but most of them. So how does this musician operate? This musician has learned that they must dedicate most of their time and energy to playing at home. Over the years, they start to distrust everything that is not studying their instrument. It's just studying their instrument. And after many years of this, we see the consequences. Maybe poor social development, poor emotional life, little spiritual life, few hobbies. In other words, a poorly developed life. And I say it again, it's not a rule, but it what's usually happened. So what can this type of musicians we're talking about express? And in these cases, two things usually appear. The first one is that this musician starts to seek secondary or meaningless goals, spending their life chasing things that do not really interest them. The second one is that these musicians usually suffer a deep existential emptiness. So an existential emptiness appears in those musicians. This emptiness creates anxiety and can leave the musician really paralyzed in relation to music, a musician that doesn't know what to do because he or she is chasing meaningless goals that they are not their goals. And to understand these meaningless goals, let's take a look. Let's take a look at this first case. So the musician who desperately chases goals they cannot reach. And what are these goals, you ask yourself? So there are two. First is making a career. And the second one is getting acceptance from others. These two, making a career and getting acceptance from others, and are very, very similar. So the first one, making a career, and there are going to be another podcast about this. The difference between making a career and making music is huge. It's really, really important, really massive. For the musician whose goal is the musician identity itself and not the person, there is nothing to express. We already said that. Because what is expressed is the person through sound. Yeah? So another goal replaces the essential goal of being a musician. The first replacement goal is, as I said, making a career. And what does it mean? What is making a career? Making a career is try to access to positions with greater recognitions inside the musical world. So try to be in a better orchestra, in a better ensemble, try to get this position at the university, try to play with people I want, try to win an audition, to win a competition. And as we can see, this has nothing to do with expressing the life of the musician who is playing. And of course, and this is also in Music and Emotions, the book of Maurizio, I am not against having a career. Maurizio said, in fact, it is very good and healthy, just like any profession, to build a career. The problem appears when career becomes the main objective of musical activity. When careers determines why the musician studies and why they play. Career. That's why it's a problem. Because at that moment, the musician is organizing their musical life around a non-musical objective. So, and the second goal, which replaces the main goal, is getting acceptance from others. Well, and this is basically the same thing as making a career, because making a career always depends on the acceptance of someone else. So someone else saying to me, yes, you are in, yes, you can, or saying to me, no, you are not in, no, you can't. So every time the musician plays to make a career, they are playing so that someone else accepts them. They are not playing to make music. And I know it's painful to admit, in general, and with really extraordinary exceptions. In the educational institutions, and instrumental teachers often teach maybe explicitly or implicitly in ways that guides musicians toward these two goals. And then something very strange happens. The musician probably spent so many years chasing success. And sometimes they even achieve it. But still, there is emptiness. Little by little, the musician starts to understand, and this goes together with pain, that the more they know and the more they have learned, the less connected they feel with the musical act itself. Inside themselves, they begin to feel a deep and dark sensation. And they slowly realize that what they were looking for was not where they thought it was. If the musician is lucky and it's not completely disconnected, and if he or she, they have enough inner strength to look into that darkness, that place that is so painful, something starts to move under their feet and their convictions begin to dissolve. So what they thought it was the goal, it was the path to be, starts to be, maybe this is not the way I have to take. And of course, it becomes a deep identity crisis as a musician, because we lose this painful loss of the ideals they built, the ideals they told us they were the things we have to get, which, as I said, a lot of cases are making a career and getting the acceptance of someone else. And this is very painful when you notice, when we notice that we are chasing these goals, that these are our objectives. But of course, when you realize it and you start working on it, it can be also the beginning of the return to this forgotten essence. So slowly, when you make this process, the musician begins to remember something very simple. And this is, again, our definition for today. A musician is a person who has the desire or need to express themselves through sound. Nothing more. And remembering this helps us not get lost in complicated paths that are constantly presented to us as the right ones, the right thing to do as a musician, the right path to follow. Because the paths of success, which of course are always very close to the paths of failure. Success is very close to failure. Whoa, okay, this is theory, guys. This is something that explains a lot how we are, how we work, and again, it's so clear the lack of spaces during our studies to talk and learn about it. How do we expect emotional spaces if we do not even know what are we dealing with as musicians? And our teachers doesn't know either. So this is really a crisis in the musical system. Well, but now you have the episode 4 of the Inner Tape podcast. You have Music and Emotions, written by Mauricio Weintraub. So now you know, now I know, and now we have the chance to transmit it and live with it. And of course, look at ourselves and think, what am I doing? How am I feeling? What am I playing? What do I want to do? Is this the life in music that I want? Do I want to change something, start new projects, not continue in other ones? Which are my goals? What do I want to achieve in music? So you are now in charge of your decisions, or you have now the chance to say something else, to think something else, and maybe all the things you are thinking are not the things you want to do, but the things that they told you you need to do. And you are running to get the things, but you are not even sure if they are your things. And I know people that they still know this is not my thing and they are running to it. Maybe because they are following what their parents said, what the environment said, what the teachers said, and they are running to it, although they don't want it. And this is such, I wouldn't say just waste of time that you could in invest in something else. But this is something very painful, because you cannot decide in your life. You cannot be present in your life. And then you cannot decide with your girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever, which movie you want to see. What do you want to eat? Because you are not allowed to say, I want this and I don't want this. You are not able to set boundaries to say, this is what I do and this I don't do it. And this is like a way of thinking, like a very fine, this is like a system which is built in our head. And it's very complex and very complicated. Although sounds very simple. I say I want to do this, I don't want to do this. Yeah, but do you really say it and you are there present and you can carry feeling bad about it or the guilt you feel about it? So episode 4 comes to an end. Today was a lot of theory, a lot of information. Not so much personal experience, but I think now we start to learn. Now this podcast starts to be educational and also, of course, through experiences and through thoughts and everything you know. So let me know if I can help you more. Please get in touch. If something in this episode resonated with you, I invite you to take a look at Mental Notes. The link is in the description. There you'll find texts, videos, and short resources that can help you explore these ideas further, and most importantly, space to talk about them. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. See you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye.